Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Pavlin here, and welcome to episode 508 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. Hey, you know what? It's the last day of 2015. I hope you guys had an amazing year. I had an amazing year. I had such a pleasure to be here on the show, to field all of your voicemail questions, to answer as many as I could here on the show, and I just want to thank you so much. And I'm not going anywhere. 2016 is... well, tomorrow, and the entire year I will be here. I will be answering your questions. So again, head on over to askpat.com if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show. And of course, please, if you have just 30 seconds, head on over to iTunes, look up Ask Pat, and leave a review. I would love for the show to be ranked really high for people when they come in. You know, everybody's got their new devices, and you know, I know this is a great show, and I know it's helped a lot of people. And if you feel like it's helped you, please do me a quick favor: head on over to iTunes and leave a review. I can't thank you enough for all the support, and I appreciate you so much. So we have a question today from Eliska from the Czech Republic, I believe. So here we go.
Hey, Pat. This is Eliška Plicová from Czech Republic. I was listening to your podcast, and in session 78, Clay said that the most converting magnet is a PDF with tools or resources. And also, you said that your page with resources is the most visited page on your website. And so here is my question. What do you think is better to have on my website? Should I have only the page with resources, or should I have only the PDF with resources like a magnet? Or should I have the page also with the opportunity to download the PDF? Thank you so much, Pat, about what you are doing. You helped me a lot, and I hope I will hear your opinion on my question. Bye.
Hey, Eliska, thank you so much for your question. First of all, love your accent. It's beautiful. And secondly, I'm so happy to answer this question because I've gotten this question a few times, actually. A lot of people get the resources page confused with the resources that Clay mentioned in session 78. So you're not alone. And so just to define what these are really quick, for those of you who are listening who don't know what this is about, Clay Collins came on my podcast, the Smart Passive Income Podcast, in session 78, one of the most commented on, most downloaded podcasts ever, definitely one of the most actionable too. And one of those action items was to create a lead magnet, whereby it is not essentially a long ebook, but more so a short 1-3 page resource guide or a list of tools related to the topic that you're speaking of in a particular post that you are publishing or podcast episode, perhaps that's related to it. And the reason that's really important is because lead magnets, a lot of people think they have to be this big grand thing. And yes, eBooks the Smart Way, which you can find at eBooksTheSmartWay.com, is a 30-page ebook that I created back in 2009 when I came out, or 2010 actually, when I started to build my email list. And that has worked really, really well. It's been downloaded over 125,000 times. But nowadays, especially when people are so busy and they don't want to read the 30 pages of stuff, and especially if it's something you want to give away for free, people want the quick answer. So a quick answer to a lot of people's problems are tools and resources. And if you can put a list of those tools and resources into a PDF file that people can get access to in exchange for their email address, they're going to be likely to download that and actually consume it and actually get a lot of great information from it. And that's where Clay Collins, again, the founder of Lead Pages, came from when he was talking about that. And that's something that they use to grow their email list and grow their business. That's something I've used, and many people are using it these days too. Now, that is a list of resources, but also is something like smartpassiveincome.com/resources, which is a page, a single page on my website that has listed the top resources and things that I've used and vetted and made sure that is great for my audience related to all kinds of different things. So for me, for example, it's how to get started with hosting. Here are these companies I recommend. Email marketing. These are the companies I recommend. Books. Here are the books I recommend. All those sorts of things on one particular page. And that's helpful because it's one page and it has all those things listed. You could reference it anywhere on your website, podcast, videos, public speaking, wherever you're mentioning things, you could mention your resource page. And that brings people to a page that's really, really valuable to them because it gives them a lot of the top tools. And again, for the same reason, people love tools. And they love tools because, as Clay was mentioning, people like the quick fix. People believe that, and it can happen, that tools, software, books, certain things will just be a magic button for people. You know, it's sort of like photographers, you know, they immediately get those high expensive cameras or lenses because they feel like it's going to help them. And a lot of times it does. You know, I use a 50 millimeter 1.4 f aperture lens, and I feel like that does make me a better photographer, even though I know that the lens is doing most of the work. And that's what we feel like when we are getting access to these tools and resources. So that's why it's helpful. People will get value from that if you have used those things, you've vetted it. And of course, that's a great opportunity for you to have affiliate links as well. Now, where's the crossover there? How do you know which one to do? Well, I say you do both. You want to have both because the resource page, like I was saying, the whole list of stuff that you've mentioned on your site, that's important because it's going to be there as a non-aggressive, passive way for you to generate income over time, and also a non-aggressive, passive way for you to provide a ton of value. Again, and that's an amazing resource for your audience, that page that you create there. But the lead magnet that you create is going to be a shorter list. And yes, they can cross over a bit, but I would leave a few and actually a lot more detail about each of those tools. So for example, I have a post or a podcast episode, actually, smartpassiveincome.com/session155 with my lovely executive assistant, Jessica, who helped me crunch my email down from almost 10,000 unread emails to now inbox zero at least once or twice a week, which has been working out really well and ever since still. And I work with her today, and I love her even more now. And in that episode, I brought her on as a guest, and we talked about the strategies moving forward. But at the end, I said, hey, if you want to get access to my top five tools for email marketing, you see how these are still tools and resources, but they're related specifically to the topic of that particular podcast episode. Well, you go to this website or you go to the show notes and you can download that there. And that's the call to action. And that worked out really well. So I do get a bump in email subscribers from that particular post. But again, I don't include all five of those things in my resource page because yes, I could include them on there, but I try to have the top tools and try to not overwhelm people on the resource page. So resource page, yes, have your top listed tools there, things that you know is going to help your audience. In individual podcast episodes, blog posts, you don't need to do a lead magnet for every single one, but the more you do, the more opt-ins you will get for sure. Have a list of tools or resources related to that particular episode only, and that's what people can download in exchange for that email address. Yes, my voice is back, and I love it, and I feel great. My head is exactly where it needs to be moving into 2016, and I hope you guys are there too. So, Aliska, I want to thank you so much for your question. Absolutely. And we're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And again, like I said at the top of the show, for all of you who are listening who have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. I also want to mention that in about a month and one day, my new book, Will It Fly? How to Test Your Next Business Idea So You Don't Waste Your Time and Money, will be out and available on Amazon. If you want to check it out now and sign up for early notice and also pre-order bundles and bonuses and all that great stuff, head on over to willitflybook.com. Willitflybook.com. I'm super stoked about it, and I know you're going to love it. So go ahead and check it out. Again, that's one more time, willitflybook.com. Thank you all so much for listening in this year and for however long you've been listening to the show, whether today's your first episode or you've been listening ever since February 2014. I appreciate you. I love you guys so much. And here is a quote to finish off the day and something that is going to be a mantra of mine moving into 2016. And that is, it costs $0.00 to be a decent person. And that's by Unknown. And of course, that leads to so many other great things. And I want to take that with me into 2016 and try to help out and be a decent person as much as I can in all areas of life, especially to my family and my kids and to you guys, the audience of Ask Pat, of Smart Passive Income, and everything else I do. A lot of big things planned in 2016. I hope you guys are ready. Thank you so much. And I'll see you in the next episode, in the next year. here on AskPat.com. Appreciate you. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.